I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Mexican officials today are investigating a shocking discovery in the north of the country. 72 bodies were found, dumped on the grounds of a remote ranch in the northern border state of Tamaulipas. The discovery followed a shootout at the ranch between Mexican Marines and suspected drug cartel gunmen. One Marine was killed, along with three of the gunmen. The BBC's Julian Migliarini is following the story from Mexico City. Julian, what do we know so far about these 72 bodies found at the ranch? Who were these people and how did they die?
Well, the statement from the Mexican Navy that first announced the discovery did not make any specific comments about the origins of the bodies, how they had been killed, and when they had been killed. What Mexican media are reporting is that they could be a group of migrants who had been kidnapped by one of the organized crime groups and they refused to give in to the extortion that they were submitted to. This would not be the first time that such an incident happened, but not in the scale that of this incident.
And if the victims are migrants, does that eliminate any involvement by drug gangs and drug lords?
It doesn't necessarily mean that this is not related to Mexico's long-running drugs conflict. Some of these organizations, like the Zetas, for example, are known not to only be dedicated to the smuggling of drugs, but also to human trafficking, and also by using kidnapping and extortion as one of their methods. So it is all related in a way. The two of Mexico's biggest challenges, which are migrations and drug trafficking, combine themselves in these deadly ways sometimes.
And an interesting wrinkle in today's narrative, the Mexican Marines came across the ranch where these bodies were found almost by accident. What happened?
Well, according to that statement from the Mexican Navy, a young person who had sustained a bullet wound approached a military checkpoint near the town of San Fernando in Tamaulipas and pointed the security forces in the direction of a ranch that where he said he had been injured. When they approached, they came under fire from these alleged criminals that were hiding inside that ranch, and a shootout ensued during which one security officer and three of these alleged criminals were killed. And that is when eventually they were able to search this ranch. They discovered several weapons, and they made this gruesome discovery of 72 bodies, 14 of them belonging to women and 58 of them to men.
So how is this news playing in Mexico? I mean, this is the largest mass grave site yet found in Mexico's four-year war with the drug lords.
Well, yeah, Mexican media have become quite used to covering this type of news. This is not the first time that Tamaulipas makes headlines. This is a state in northeastern Mexico, which is said to be being fought over by these organized crime groups. Only less than 2 months ago, a gubernatorial candidate, a person who was running for governor in the elections in early July, was killed and gunned down after an ambush in Tamaulipas because he had made of fighting crime one of his campaign promises, as the government put it. So states like Tamaulipas or Chihuahua, where Ciudad Juarez is, or other states around Mexico are states that are getting more and more used to having this kind of news and gruesome discoveries in their territories.
Yeah, hard to imagine getting used to that. I mean, many say there's a war going on south of our border, almost as nasty as the war in Afghanistan. What's the perception among Mexicans? Do they say Mexico is at war?
Well, they do, and it was actually the government who started first using that expression, this drugs war. Now they've refrained from it and speak about it as a struggle for public security. And there is a concern here in Mexico that despite the fact that this violence is quite confined to some specific areas, Mexico City is an area that has so far been spared from much of this violence, the concern is that these confined areas are becoming more frequent in other places.
The BBC's Julian Migliarini in Mexico City. Thank you very much, Julian.
Thank you.